Cora.
I'm speaking simply as a resident of Great Chesterford. I don't have the planning expertise or knowledge of the previous speakers, but three points occurred to me as I was reading through the document, and I'd like you to note them, please. The first is that, as has already been said, the argument for the North Uttlesford Garden Village depends to a great extent on improved infrastructure, particularly transport infrastructure. There seems to be no guarantee that this will be achieved in full. In paragraph 362, you propose undertaking a considerable proportion of this development without such a guarantee, albeit capped at 3,300 homes. Given, incidentally, that it was said in the presentation that 3,000 homes is not a sustainable garden village, I just wondered, what is your vision for this community pending such infrastructure improvements, or indeed if they do not materialise? My second point was, I'm sure you can answer this, there is no fallback position in this document. Do you have one apart from mitigation, and if not, what does that say about the status of the consultation process? My third point is a slightly wry observation, that the document places emphasis on access to nature, sensitive landscaping, etc. Would you kindly note that these terms are offensive to country dwellers when we're faced with the loss of our habitat? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Just picking up the point you referred to about the just over 3,000, consultant who looked at highways made the point that no permission should be given beyond that figure unless the 505 was dual carriageway from the M11 to the Abingdon roundabout. I think that's the point. So I think it's worth setting the whole thing in context. We live between the phenomena of Cambridge and the phenomena of London. It is the research capital of this country, probably of Europe, and it is generating work that is crucial both to the economy and to the quality of our lives. I think this is widely recognised. The London Stansted Cambridge corridor is of the essence. So we need to put the whole context of the Wellcome Trust, what's going on in Cambridge, what's going on at the various research parks around, what's going to go on at Harlow, into that whole mix of employment and research excellence. Fallback, this is a set of recommendations. It's not sort of either or at this stage. This is what planners believe to be the best option. Thank you.